Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. It's such a joy to my heart to meet together with those of you. Some of you are so faithful. You don't miss a broadcast. Some I know I've talked to that for 10 years or more, they've been sitting, listening to the Word with their Bibles open and going with me into the things that, in the pathways that God directs. And as I would like to bring this particular message to a close, I've been preaching on never offended, and I believe this will be our last day. We'll look at the significance, the importance, just various aspects and practical application for our lives. We've been looking on a personal level how not to be offended. There is a marvelous word found in Psalm 119:165, great peace have they who love thy law, and nothing shall offend them or make them stumble, the Amplified adds. And so there is a promise, nothing shall offend them, which means, well, it means nothing. Doesn't that true? Nothing shall offend. But the condition is we have to love the law of the Lord. We will not be offended, and we will also have great peace. We've been looking this week, as we've broken down various aspects of that, the conditions as well as the promise. But on this broadcast, I would like to sort of enlarge this beyond a non-personal level, and to suggest that as Christians, we are not to get offended on a personal level there's individual situations we face in our own personal lives, but also in a broader way, on the level of the natural realm. I believe that as Christians, we have to make some adjustment, and this relates to understanding what God's ultimate plans are for His church and who we are in God as His children. Jesus prayed a very significant concept in the what we call the Our Father, the prayer, which is really for all of us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Basically, this was the heart of Jesus as he prayed, as to be our heart, that God's will be done on this earth as it was in the beginning, before the fall, before sin entered the human race, where Adam and Eve walked in divine fellowship with God. That was God's original plan. And guess what? That's exactly where we're going to end up. It's taken a lot of heartache, sorrow, and unneeded suffering, because mankind in our initial parents chose the way of sin. But because of what Jesus did, we are now going to be allowed at the end of days to be able to eat of the tree of life, which was denied them. Remember, they were driven from the garden, lest they should live forever in that state. So, beloved, this is our Father's world. The gospel is not that, you know, Jesus saves from sin, which is very true, and that if we will repent of our sins, accept Him as our Savior and Lord, we will be with Him in the ages of eternity. But also, the gospel is that the King is coming. Hallelujah. And beloved, we need to grow up to have the mind of the Lord. We're to love not the world. That's for sure. We're in the world, but we're not of it. But we don't need to be offended by it. So much of Christianity has been offended by the evil of this present world system. But this same scripture, this same principle that we've been looking at individual level, operates on this larger scale. Beloved, we are to overcome evil with good. Right now, I'm thinking of a dear sister. She's gone on to be with the Lord. And at an early age, she accepted the Lord. She loved God with all of her heart. She was a godly, saintly woman, had always been in the church. But you know what? We were talking once, and she shared with me, and this is just an example of what I'm trying, and you I pray you have the heart of the Spirit, the mind of the Spirit, the ear of the Spirit to understand what I'm saying. But bless her heart. She loved God. But, you know, when she would walk down the street, she told me if there was a tavern, a bar, she would cross over on the other side just not to go by the bar. And now, of course, she'd never been an alcoholic. It'd be different if someone, you know, had been delivered. But it was like she was, oh, she didn't want to be anywhere near evil. Well, beloved, I don't know about you, but the Word says we're to overcome evil with good. It's a matter of faith, of being strong in the Lord. And God's Word said, hast thou faith, have it to thyself and God alone. We are to bear with those who are weak in the faith. You don't make fun of someone who's weak in the faith, but you bear with them. And for love's sake, you don't want to offend them. It's a matter of conscience. Whatever is not of faith is of sin. And we are able ministers of the new covenant. Isn't that what the Word says? 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 6 says, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. What is that saying? Beloved, we can't pull our skirts around us as that righteous Pharisee and say, well, I thank God I'm not like that publican. And you know what Jesus' comment was? That publican, that sinner, went away justified because he beat his breast and he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Beloved, we are Christ's representatives, and we need, it's my desire that we depart from religious spirits, from religious legalism, and come into the heart of God. You know, when you think about it, Jesus really was offensive to the Pharisees because he didn't observe the letter of the law. He was bringing in a new covenant. In many, their accusations of him were correct. They were doing things that the law specifically forbid, but it was the spirit of the law that Jesus was amplifying. The man was not made for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath was made for man, if you can understand that saying. And we see this, for example, there are some Christians who have a real problem celebrating Christmas, for example, all the traditional trappings. You know, don't you know all that stuff is that's pagan and heathen? But beloved, I believe as a mature son and daughter, the overcomers, we need to reclaim everything that the devil has perverted for Christ. Music, dance, the arts. There are some Christian churches, they don't want music. They don't believe in things like that because the devil has taken them and gone haywire. Well, beloved, there's even, for example, like in church history, I mean, it's a shame what has happened in Halloween, how the world is celebrating Halloween, and that is the most satanic, evil day of the year. But it didn't start out that way. November 1st was All Saints Day. And historically, that was used to remember the saints who loved Jesus and gave their lives in the help and service of others. So the night before this very important day was called Hallowed or Holy Evening, what we now have perverted into, quote, Halloween. And it was kind of like a little bit like Christmas Eve. It was a remembrance of Christians for those who loved Jesus. The poor would go to the homes of Christians to ask for food. Special cakes would be baked, and Christian families would put candles in the windows to welcome the poor. It was a special time, a godly time originally. Children would watch by the window waiting for a poor family to come by and ask for food. Mothers would try to send their children to bed, but every time there was a knock on the door, they'd be there again by the window. But those who disliked Christians began to tease and persecute them. They began to dress up as witches, devils, and ghosts to frighten the children. It was a cruel thing to do. They had taken a holy evening and turned it into something evil, and that's just exactly what the devil has done in all forms of entertainment, in everything that we see perverted in this world. He's taken that. Daniel 7:25, speaking of the Antichrist, it says he will speak words against the Most High. He will wear out the saints. He will think to change the times of sacred feasts and holy days and the law. Christmas and Easter will be out. It's impossible to take Christ out of those holidays. Amen. So, beloved, on a personal or a world level, We need to be mature in Christ and to realize while God has given us His Word, we need to walk in that Word in the Spirit. That's such an important. We are able ministers of a New Testament. It's not the letter. The letter kills. You can use the Word of God to just to decimate and cut down someone, but you've got to have the Spirit of the giver of that letter, the Spirit that gives life, the Holy Spirit, who's the Spirit of grace, the Spirit of love, who's our comforter, our counselor. The goodness of the Lord leads men to repentance, and we need to get over this legalism, this narrow, backbiting, judgmental, critical attitude, and embrace not the things of the world, not the things that are not of God, but to realize that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Great peace have they who love thy law, and nothing shall offend or make them stumble. Praise God, praise God. I want to share with you in closing 1 John, the second chapter. I'm going to read verses 3 through 5. Then this is the King James Version. And hereby do we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And verse 6, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Now let me share the Amplified Translation, which is a powerful rendition of the truths the Holy Spirit wants to convey to us today. And this is how we may discern daily by experience that we are coming to know Him, Jesus, to perceive, to recognize, to understand, and to become better acquainted with Him. If we bear in mind, observe, practice His teachings, His precepts and commandments, whoever says, I know Him, I perceive, recognize, understand, and am acquainted with Him, but fails to keep and obey His commandments, His teachings, is a liar, and the truth of the gospel is not in him. Listen to this. But he who keeps, treasures His word, who bears in mind His precepts, who observes His message in its entirety, truly in Him has the love of and for God been perfected, completed, reached maturity. Praise God. That's just perhaps another way of saying great peace. Psalm 119, 165, great peace have they who love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. May this word be sealed to your heart by the Holy Spirit, and may you not be offended, but walk in that great peace and in that joy that God and victory that He will give to you as you love His law. Praise God. My time is drawing to a close. Thank you for joining me today. The announcer will give you our contact information. I love you and thank God for you, listener. Until next week, this is Sister Glass. Say may God's.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.